Right. Picture this bottom of the ninth, game four of the World Series, bases loaded.
Oh, man.
The tension, you know, you could cut it with a knife. Anthony Volpe steps up to the plate.
Here we go.
And bam.
It's gone.
Launches a grand slam.
Unbelievable.
It's the kind of moment that makes everyone go, wait a minute, who is this guy?
Right.
And that's what we're going to get into today in this deep dive. Why is everyone suddenly buzzing about Anthony Volpe? We got articles, we got stats. I think you're going to find some of this stuff really eye-opening about this rising baseball star.
Looking forward to it.
Now, you might be thinking, okay, Grand Slam, cool, but who is this Volpe guy?
Well, we're going to break it all down. Don't worry. Let's start with the basics. We got Anthony Volpe, shortstop for your New York Yankees.
Hometown team.
Drafted back in 2019. Mm. And here's something that's really interesting. He already has a Gold Glove Award.
Which, as a rookie, let me tell you, that's almost unheard of. I mean, a Gold Glove that's given to the best defensive player at each position in the entire league. So it really shows you just how elite Volpe's defense is right out of the gate. It's incredible. And, you know, he's a New York City kid, born and raised in Manhattan.
Really?
Yeah. Moved to New Jersey later. But talk about a storybook start, right? Just crushed it in high school baseball. Won New Jersey's High School Player of the Year Award in 2019. He actually could have gone to Vanderbilt.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Which is, you know, incredible baseball program. They've sent so many players to the majors. But the Yankees saw something special in him and snagged him in the first round of the draft.
Yeah. That decision to go pro instead of college.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge. Mm. You know, a lot of young athletes face that.
Absolutely.
Volpe clearly had the raw talent to make that jump.
He did. And that talent really shines through when you look at his performance. Now, his rookie season in 2023, it had some ups and downs. He played 159 games, hit 21 home runs, and stole 24 bases.
Wow.
Think about that for a second. Only 15 rookies in MLB history have ever hit 20 home runs and stolen 20 bases in a single season.
By 2020. That's a big deal.
That's a big deal. But on the other hand, his batting average wasn't as great. It was around .209, and he had a lot of strikeouts.
Yeah, and, you know, that's something you see a lot with rookies, right? They're facing major league pitching for the first time, which is a whole different animal than anything they've seen before.
For sure.
It takes time to adjust, and those strikeouts, I mean, they're pretty typical for a young player who's trying to find his groove, you know, against that level of competition.
That makes a lot of sense. All right, so let's fast forward to the current season, 2024.
Yeah.
And what's fascinating is how much he's improved. He's already got 12 home runs, 28 stolen bases, and his batting average has jumped up to .243.
That's a big jump.
It is. And then you add in that unbelievable 21-game hitting streak.
Wow.
I mean, for any Yankee, that's impressive. But for a young player like Volpe, it's a sign that he's really, you know, coming into his own.
Yeah, and, you know, if you look at what we've read about his offseason, it seems like he was really focused on, you know, improving those offensive skills. And that dedication, it's clearly paying off.
Right. It's leading to those moments like the Grand Slam we talked about.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, you know, a lucky hit. It's part of this bigger pattern. He's stepping up when the pressure is on.
Right. And delivering in those clutch situations. I mean, that's a big part of why people are paying attention to him right now.
Yeah.
It's not just the one thing. It's the combination of, you've got the improved performance, you got those milestone hits, you've got his defense, which is already rock solid, and then you've got the fact that the Yankees, they're in a tight playoff race right now.
Oh, for sure.
So it all adds up to a story that people just can't ignore.
So is Volpe the real deal? Do you think he has what it takes to be a legend like Derek Jeter?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I think to really understand his potential, we got to look beyond just those surface level stats.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's dive deeper into what makes him such a unique player.
You know what's interesting about Volpe? It's like he's got this ability to rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
You think about that grand slam in game four. It wasn't just the home run. He had two other hits in that game, scored three runs, stole two bases.
He's like ice water in his veins. You know what I mean? The bigger the moment, the better he performs. And what else stands out to me? He's not just this power hitter. He's got speed. He's strategic. He's a threat when he's on those base paths.
Exactly. He's like a multidimensional player, which makes him so valuable.
Right.
And you know that Gold Glove we were talking about?
Yeah.
That's not just given out to anyone. I mean, it really shows you how dedicated he is. His work ethic is incredible. To be the best defensive shortstop in the entire American League as a rookie.
Wow.
That takes serious commitment.
You know, it's not just the stats and the awards. There's something about his story that really connects with people.
Oh, totally.
This hometown kid playing for the team he grew up rooting for. It's like a dream come true.
It's like a movie.
It's a movie. It adds to that, you know, why people are drawn to him, I think.
Yeah, and you can see it when you watch him play. There's like this passion, this drive, the love for the game just comes out.
He's got that it factor. But every young player faces challenges, right? So how's Volpe going to handle the pressure as those expectations just get bigger and bigger?
That's the question, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens all the time in sports. You have the hype, the media attention. It's like the weight of an entire franchise on your shoulders.
Especially in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be real. The fans and the media, they're...
Passionate.
They're passionate.
Yeah.
So for Volpe, I think the key is going to be, you know, staying focused on developing his skills and just tuning out all that noise. And that's where the Yankees come in, right? They got to give him the support, the guidance.
Yeah, they got to help him navigate all of that.
It's a balancing act.
Wow.
You want to nurture his talent, but you also got to protect him from getting overwhelmed.
It's true. And that's why it's so important to have, you know, experienced coaches and mentors around him.
Now, let's talk about the Yankees as a team for a second. They're in a tight playoff race right now, and Volpe's a big part of that equation.
Huge part. I mean, his emergence, it's perfect timing for them.
Yeah.
They've been looking for that spark, that player who can, you know, light a fire under the team, lead them to a championship.
And Volpe has shown those flashes, right? Those clutch hits, those defensive plays where you're just like, wow, he's got the tools to be a difference maker.
He does. And that makes this whole thing even more exciting. You know, it's like we're watching a potential superstar in the making right in front of us.
It's like we're at the beginning of an epic novel. We can't wait to see how it ends. But here's something else to think about.
What?
What does Volpe's success say about the Yankees organization as a whole?
Ooh, that's interesting. On one hand, you could say it shows that their scouting and development, you know, it's working. They saw something in Volpe. They nurtured that talent, and now look at him.
Right.
But you could also argue that they've been struggling to develop consistent homegrown talent for a while now.
That's true.
So is Volpe an outlier, or is he the start of something new? Is this a wave of young stars coming up through their system?
I guess time will tell. But, you know, there's one thing we haven't talked much about, his defense.
Oh, right.
I mean, a gold glove as a rookie, that's almost unheard of.
You're right. We've been so focused on his offense, we haven't given his defense enough attention.
So let's break that down. What makes Volpe such a special defensive player?
Well, first of all, he has incredible range. I mean, he covers so much ground, makes plays that most shortstops wouldn't even dream of getting to.
Yeah, you see these highlights. He's diving, he's making these throws across the diamond. It's like he knows where the ball's going before it's even hit.
And his arm. It's unbelievable. He can make throws from crazy angles with this crazy accuracy.
And he's got soft hands. He makes these tough plays look easy.
Exactly. And what really sets him apart are his instincts.
Yeah.
I mean, he sees plays before they happen. He's always in the right spot to make something happen.
I read an article where they talked about how he studies opposing hitters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He analyzes their tendencies, tries to predict where they're going to hit the ball.
See, that's the kind of stuff that separates the good from the great. He's not just relying on natural talent. He's putting in the work to understand the game on a deeper level.
And you see that work ethic on the field. It's like he was born to play shortstop.
Absolutely.
So we've talked about his offense, his defense, his story, his impact on the Yankees. But there's this one big comparison that's looming over all of this.
You're talking about Derek Jeter.
Of course. I mean, how can you not? Homegrown shortstop playing for the Yankees, the charisma, those clutch moments. It's easy to see why people are making those connections.
I get it. But it's important to remember that Volpe is his own player. You know, he's not trying to be the next Derek Jeter. He's trying to be the best Anthony Volpe he can be.
And that's what's so compelling about him. He's not trying to fit into someone else's mold. He's blazing his own trail.
Exactly. And that's what we should be focusing on. You know, his unique talents, his own journey.
But let's be honest. Those comparisons to Jeter, they're going to happen. It comes with the territory.
It does. And to be fair, Volpe seems to be handling it well. You know, he's not shying away from the spotlight. But he's not letting it go to his head either.
Seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders, which is huge in New York.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, you know, let's come back to that original question. Why is everyone talking about Anthony Volpe?
I think we've painted a pretty clear picture.
We've covered his stats, his defense, his leadership, his impact on the Yankees, their playoff hopes.
We've seen how he's exceeded expectations, overcome adversity, become a symbol of hope for an entire city.
But I think the real question is, what's next?
Can he keep playing at this level, though? How's he going to handle the pressure? I mean, the expectations are only going to get bigger from here.
Those are the questions, right?
Yeah.
And that's what makes this so fun to watch.
What do you think his ceiling is? Could we be talking about another Derek Jeter here, or is he blazing his own trail to greatness?
Well, we can't predict the future, but he's got all the ingredients right. Mm. The talent, the work ethic, the way he stays composed in those clutch situations. He's got that spark. It's all there.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you can't forget about that storybook narrative.
Oh, yeah.
Hometown kid playing for his city's team. I mean,
it's the stuff legends are made of.
It is. It really is. But, you know, even without that narrative, his talent's undeniable. He's a game changer.
He is. He can change the whole game with one play. And that's why everyone's so excited.
So we went from who is this guy to understanding why Anthony Volpe is a name you need to know in baseball.
Absolutely. We dug into the stats, his defense, his leadership, how he's impacting the Yankees' chances in the playoffs.
And we saw how he's blown past expectations, overcome challenges, become a symbol of hope for New York City.
But the most important takeaway is this. We're watching a potential superstar being born right in front of us.
Right now.
And that's what makes this deep dive so awesome. Anthony Volpe's story, it's still being written. Who knows what he's going to do next, what challenges he'll face, how his legacy's going to turn out.
I mean, we just scratched the surface here. There's so much more to learn about this guy, so keep your eyes on Anthony Volpe, folks. This is just the beginning.